Hold up.
No, it's I'm already going.
Wait, what?
I'm going. Introduce the show. You're the host.
Oh, well, welcome to the podcast. Yes. This week we're what?
It's a very bad intro to the podcast.
Yeah, you I said hold up.
Well, I literally was like, okay, are you ready? I give you like 20 minutes. I'm like, all right, you ready? All right, hold on. I got to set this up. All right. And then I give you a countdown. And then at the literally at one, you were like, oh, hold up. This was on. This is your fault.
This week we're doing Will You Press the Button.
This is just a bad intro.
Yes, it is.
Okay, you want me to do the intro, but you're the host still?
Sure.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to the FazCast, the show where every week we do something very random, and it usually goes very poorly. But typically, we have Afton on the show. What?
Like my intros.
Yes, like his intros. Typically, we have Afton here with us, but today he decided that he had to work, so it's his fault he's not here. We had plenty of time to plan for this. A whole week we were planning for this, and he didn't make it, so it's his fault, all right? It's his fault.
Oh, man. Creeper.
Okay, so today we're playing the Would You Press the Button. It's kind of like Would You Rather, but it's pressing a button instead of Would You Rathering. And Smurf won last week's episode, so he's going to be the host of this. So now that we did a proper intro, he can now host the show.
All right. Are you ready for this, Kyosti? We're going to be... this Would You Press the Button is going to be pretty legit. We're going to get points based on whether or not we get... whether or not we vote with the majority of people who voted on this. All the data is courtesy of willyoupressthebutton.com, so.
Yes. It's going to be a good time. I'm very ready for this.
You want me to screen share?
If you want to. That way the people that are watching, visibly watching the podcast, they got something to look at while we're talking to them.
Yeah, so we've got... We've got a dilemma here.
Okay.
You gain all the riches of the world, but everyone openly hates you, refuses to speak to you, and you constantly run the risk of being assassinated.
I think I'm going to go ahead and pass on that. Because, I have many other opportunities to gain all the riches in the world. I don't think the way that I'd want to do it is by having every person in the world hating me and somebody constantly trying to kill me.
Okay, so you would rather be poor but have people talk to you and not run the risk of getting killed.
Yes.
Than to have money.
Yes. I would like to do the staying alive because having money means nothing if somebody is actively killing you.
I'm going to have to agree with that. I don't want to die because I took money, you know.
Yes, so. I understand completely.
And we agreed with the majority, so we each have 1 point.
This is good. Do you have a scoreboard up?
I do not. Hold up.
Do you want a Snickers bar? I'll pass one to you through the camera. Here. Here, take the Snickers bar. Smurf guessed. Coaster. He's for those of you that are just listening, he's setting up a scoreboard. Oh no, definitely keep me ahead.
No. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
All right. So you gain the ability to start world peace, but you die once it starts and are unable to see what mankind accomplishes.
No, I'm good. It's not my problem.
You could literally stop all wars,
not
but the
problem,
only
though.
Caveat is you die.
Yeah, but...
So you think that one life to save millions is not okay?
Not my life. Somebody else can
Okay.
do it, but my life is worth more than world peace.
I think we should just leave the button openly out there for everyone, to decide whether or not they would like to press it and take one for the team. So I'm gonna have to agree with you on this one.
Yes. Because if a
Okay.
million people have the option to press a button, as long as one person does it, we're good. Just send a really
Yeah.
suicidal person to press that button. We're good.
Okay, so we did not get a point because we technically did not vote with the majority. 5% did not vote in our favor, so.
Those other people are lying. If they were actually faced with that in real life, they wouldn't press it.
Yes. Okay, next one is you have to sacrifice your friends, family, and loved ones by sending them to the worst place imaginable. But you get to live as long as you want and have three random superpowers.
A 100% taking that. I'm pressing that button 3 times for each superpower. Friends, family, loved ones, no. Goodbye. I can live as long as
Not
I
your friend
want
anymore.
with 3 random superpowers. You best believe I'm taking that.
What if the superpower is like Toilet Man, where every time you snap your finger, a toilet appears?
I'm sure I could make use of it. I get 3 random powers. I can't think of a single power, regardless of how good or bad it is, that I couldn't make work well for me.
I just want to know if the place is going that we're sending everyone to, if it's Ohio.
Oh, it's 100% Ohio.
Okay. Can you live with sending your family to Ohio?
Yes. I can live sending everyone. My wife, my cat, my family, everyone. Gone. Ohio. Bye.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you on this.
Bro, that's crazy.
I would rather not send the people I care about to Ohio.
But what if you don't care about anyone? See? See my dilemma?
Thing is, I care about people, so
Oh, that's your problem. That's a you problem. That's a common Tate L, honestly.
all right,
What?
I voted in the majority.
What? Dude, no. That's crazy. That's crazy. No. Anyone that says that they wouldn't
28%
do
don't
that,
care about their family.
anyone that says that they wouldn't just send them
14,000
away,
people.
no. No shot, dude. Those people aren't, no. I don't believe that for a second, honestly. I would 100% send them away. Goodbye.
You want to move ahead?
Yeah.
You press the button, you get to have an unlimited supply of pizza, but you can never eat bacon again.
Ooh.
Are you sure you don't
I
get
think I
bacon on
would
my
take
pizzas?
it. Yeah, I think I would
Yeah,
take it. Just 'cause
agreed.
I really like bacon, but I don't eat bacon that much. I also really like pizza, and I eat pizza a lot. So
Agreed. So we did agree with the majority. 69% of people
oh,
voted yes.
perfect.
We're now at 3-2.
And I'm winning.
No, I'm winning.
I
Okay, would you press the button? America stops wasting shitloads of energy, but Americans hate you for taking their hundreds of s selfish comforts away from them. Oh, what? Do you want to skip this one?
don't even, there's no good or bad to this, so.
Okay, you can create any item you want, but you slightly become more autistic every time you do. The higher value of the item, the
So you can literally just fabricate anything into reality that you want,
you can make a dildo, but you
but
become a little bit more
every
autistic.
time you do, it you become more autistic, and the higher the value. If you were to just form a PC, you'd become more autistic than if you were to just form like
Wondering if it
a
could
rock.
base on like if you like depending like if the PC if it would base it off of the amount of parts in the machine. So every part counts as an item, including every cable. So therefore
It
you become
just,
extremely autistic.
I guess my question is there a point of autism where you just can't function? Like fully, like you can't, like you wouldn't
Yeah,
even know
there
what's going
is.
on anymore. Like it's just full on, your mind is gone, everything's gone. Because I
Yeah,
mean,
there is a point to that.
because you can only go so far. You can't get more autistic than 100% autistic. So
You can become 101% and die.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't think I'd press it. I rather in one of these other ways, make a lot of money and just buy anything that I want instead of
I agree
becoming,
with you.
instead of becoming
We
autistic.
both are with the majority. We would. The 44% is okay with autistic. Okay, you become immortal, but you won't feel happiness of life.
I'll take it. I'm already depressed. My life already sucks. So I might as well become immortal in the process and just, I don't know, you can't feel happiness of life, but good luck trying to tell me that I'm not happy when I'm just like robbing a bank and they can't kill me. So, I mean, I don't know. You may not feel the happiness of like life itself, but there's so many other happinesses that you're gonna feel. And that's like the
You
biggest.
would take it.
Yeah, 100%. Becoming immortal, 100. What?
I have to disagree with you.
You can't dis it. What? You become
Oh,
immortal, but
wait,
you
no.
don't. But life itself doesn't just feel good. Like, who
Yeah.
cares?
You don't get happiness out of life.
Yeah, out of life itself, but you could get happiness out of the things that you do with your immortality. I don't know, man. That's weird because I 100%, who cares if like life itself doesn't bring you joy? Robbing a bank would bring me joy. I'm just gonna say that now, okay? Robbing a bank 100% would bring me joy. Imagine you can just do whatever you want. Who's gonna stop you? You're literally immortal. Do whatever you want. That's crazy. Okay, well. That's my argument, but I guess every person disagrees with me.
Yeah, I just don't want to lose like happiness of life.
I have no happiness of life as it is, so.
That's depressing. World peace, hunger is non-existent, and everyone in the world is happy. But you move to another planet where there is no peace, everyone is hungry, and happiness does not exist.
Again. Everybody else's happiness is not my problem. I don't care if you all are suffering in misery. I don't care if you're starving to death. This might be really bad for me to I don't care. As long as I'm good, I'm good.
Oh, okay. So are you
Well,
what are
because it's like where we are right now is where it would stay. It's like nothing would change from where we are right now. So why would I put myself to eternal damnation if it's just gonna if I don't do that, I don't suffer and everybody else just stays how they are. Everything just stays as it's going. There's already people working on that stuff. I don't have to be the guy to do it.
Okay, so you'd want to leave the button out there for everyone.
Well, probably, but I'm not pressing it.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't care if
So,
somebody else presses it, but I'm not pressing it.
we both voted with the majority. We're at 6-4.
That's crazy.
All right, you solve all world issues, no disease, poverty, war, etc., and human advances by thousands of years.
I
But
guarantee
you will
you,
live in
before you
poverty
go
and
any
want
further, I guarantee you I'm not pressing this button. Yep. Reading through this, I'm not pressing the button. Go ahead, read it out.
you live in poverty, are infected with every disease, and are loathed by everyone.
I'm not pressing the button. I don't care about
Me
other people's problems, okay? They're not my
neither.
problems.
Yeah, we voted with the majority.
They're not my
7-5.
problems. If you're hungry, go eat. If you have a disease, go to the hospital. If you're homeless, get a house. These are all easy things to solve. I
Not
if you have
necessarily,
no
but
money, get a job.
okay. You can save your dying child, but you can never see or hear from them again. Let's assume you had a child you very well cared about him.
Yeah, I'd probably save them. I don't understand a world or a circumstance where you'd save their life but never hear from them again. I don't understand how that would even be a thing, but if it somehow were, I would save them.
Yeah, I feel like I'd go the same way, which everyone agrees with us here, so.
Not surprising.
That one was weak. Are you ready to move on to the next one?
Absolutely.
You're an amazing football player, but you have to be a half human, half eagle.
I'm taking it. I'm pressing the button. I don't even like football, but just to be a half human, half eagle, I am taking it. I don't even care.
Like
You know what?
Michael Rick
The button,
paradox.
the button could be you have to be a half human, half eagle, but something else, and I would press that button. I want to be half human, half eagle. In fact, it's probably been the biggest dream of my life. One dream that you guys never knew about, that I didn't even know about until right now, and something that I guess I wanted my entire life was to be a half human, half eagle. And I get to be amazing at football in the process.
So you don't see any downsides to this.
I see no downsides of being half human, half
No
eagle.
issues with like driving with
I
a
could
wing or
fly!
half
I'm half
fly.
eagle! I can
Half
fly!
fly.
Well, you don't know if it's the
You can
top half
fly,
or the
but you
bottom
just
half.
go boom.
I don't care. I'm half human, half eagle. I'm going to be an amazing football player, and I'm going to be half human, half eagle. I could turn myself into an attraction. I can make money. I could be an amazing football player. This is only ups. There's only ups to this.
I'm gonna vote against you. I'm gonna not press it. So,
That's
are you ready to
crazy.
find out the results
That's
here?
crazy. I better
I'm
win
not
this.
gonna press it because I see the downsides. Like, you can't fly because you're just gonna like fall down with aerodynamics. Because
Well, you have
your
to.
arm is not good at flying.
Well, you gotta think. Like, if you're good at football, you have to have
The
some
only
sort of
upside is you can poop
functionality.
wherever you want and no one cares.
But if you're amazing at football, but you're half human, half eagle, you have to have functionality. You have to be very functional. Your body
We
works
see
very.
functionality behind being half human, half eagle.
But you're an amazing football player. There's no
I
way
don't
that that would
care.
happen unless you didn't. You have to. Okay, whatever. Don't press the button then.
Okay.
What? You're cheating. You
I
know the
win this
answers
round.
already. You already know the answers. You're making yourself win.
I actually don't. This is all randomized. All right, you can bring one character from your favorite show, game, or book to life, but they die exactly 2 years after you bring them to life and it can't be prevented. So let's say you can bring Pickle Rick to life,
Can I only do it
but he'll die in
once?
2 years.
I'm guessing I can only do it once.
You can only do it once.
100% doing it so I could smash Wendy from Gravity Falls.
Isn't that.
Redhead. Oh, yeah. Doing it. I mean, dude, just think about it. That's a hit it and quit it. Like, you don't even have to. She's gonna be dead 2 years. Don't matter. It don't matter.
The only thing I'm thinking is that like the Overwatch community would be like smashing that button.
Oh, dude, imagine all the FNAF animatronics you could bring to life. Chica, boom, smash. Roxy, boom, smash. Like, easy.
They
Easy.
would act like how they normally would in the game.
Don't care.
Just, yeah, I guess the Freddy mask works. Shoot, this is a hard one.
I'll
So,
spike Roxy's drink.
Roxy doesn't drink, she's an animatronic.
I'll mess with her programming. I would be doing this for malicious intents only, like.
Yeah, you would. You would. Okay, so if you press it, what character would you bring in?
Wendy, 100% Wendy, Gravity Falls.
Okay, reasoning.
Smash. I would say Roxy, but you know, she'd actually be a robot. Like, it's not like you could bring her and then she like turns into like part human, part robot or anything. She's just a
Yeah,
robot.
exactly. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to bring any to life. I don't have a reason to.
But it doesn't have to be like on a relationship level, you know? It could literally just be for any reason. You could bring anyone from any game to just kick it with, you know? Or show. You could literally bring Rick to our reality to just kick it with him. And then 2 years later, he's gonna be gone, but you could just kick it with Rick for 2 years.
Yeah, and on year two, he would turn himself into Pickle Rick and die.
Yeah.
So, okay, I see your point. I'll hit the button.
Same.
Yeah, yours is malicious intent.
Oh, yeah.
62% of
Extremely
people
malicious.
are doing it. Yeah, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
All the wrong reasons.
Your wife's gonna hear this podcast and it's gonna like kill you.
That's okay.
Are you
Remember,
ready
I
for the
chose
next one?
immortality. So she's going to be in Ohio and I'm going to be immortal. So we'll be fine.
Okay. You gain 10 years of extra life, but two random members from your family lose 5 years from their lives.
Worth it.
Don't know who it's going to be until like
Don't
they
care.
die, so.
Don't care. It's worth it.
Could die a gruesome death for all you know because of you.
Don't care. You get 10 extra years, and it could be your great great grandma or something. She's gonna die 5 years sooner. Oh well, we were expecting it. She's gonna die soon anyway.
But what if it's like a child you just took 5 years from?
They're still gonna get old. Unless they're gonna die young, they're not gonna die anytime sooner. So either way, they're going to die. Even if it's a kid, they're going to die at some point. So when they die, you just have to deal with knowing they were gonna die anyway in 5 years. Whenever they died, either way, you only had 5 years left with them anyway.
Okay.
And it's like you're not promised tomorrow anyway, so technically you have no idea when anyone can die, so it doesn't matter, because your brother or whatever could die tomorrow, or he could die in 5 years. Like, it's like either way, you don't know. But regardless, you gain 10 years extra.
I'm actually going to say that I'm not because I'm not going to affect their lives. I'm not going to affect mine
Well, that's
because
probably what the
I'm an
majority's gonna
idiot.
say, but I'm not really, at this point, I'm not gonna win anyway. I'm so far behind, but
69% said no.
yeah, I'm not really trying to win anymore, but I'm just gonna
You
go with the
still have a
most.
chance to win,
No,
but.
I'm just doing my radical opinions. Doesn't matter. I could just vote for exact, like I could just know what they're gonna say and get points, but
You write the best novel ever, but you'll never be able to create a story again.
sure, I don't write books as it is. So if I just release one banger, I'm all right with that. I don't create stories.
Yeah,
So if I were to
agreed.
just randomly create one banger, why not?
Yeah, I agreed with you, so
Yeah.
we both got a point there. All right. There wasn't much to that.
No, not much.
You get laser eyes, but they don't shoot lasers. But they are made of lasers.
I'm not pressing it. I have no interest in laser eyes in general.
Yeah, me same.
These last two have been simple.
Yeah,
It's sure. I'll
easy
write a
points for
banger
everyone.
book. No, I don't really need laser eyes.
You will be able to stop every war, cure
I'm
cancer,
not
end
pressing the
world hunger, and
button.
stop global warming, but you will have to be stung by a wasp.
Okay, you know what? I'll press it for that. That's not th to solve all of those things. Out of all the things, I'm like, not my problem, not that problem. For all of that to happen, and I just had to deal with the wasp thing. I'm not allergic or anything. Okay, I can live with that. It's not like my life is gonna be so dramatically changed and pained by it, because all the
Yeah,
other ones have
you
been
will
you
want
solve
things.
world hunger and all this and all that, but you die or so. It's like, no, this I just get stung by a wasp, but the world is a better place now. Like, I'm
You can
okay with
take
this
on
one.
that burden.
Yeah, I'll take on the burden of getting stung by a wasp. You guys don't even have to do it. I'll do it. Sure. Why not? That one I'll take.
I'm not going to press the button because Kossi's pressing the button, and
Exactly. You don't
I
have
hate
to.
wasps.
Yeah. So I'm pressing the
So,
button.
all right, you got a point there.
Let's
85%
go,
today.
finally. I finally got a
You're
point.
catching up. All right. Deadpool's real, but you can't see him.
Pressing it.
Why? Because he's Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, because he could just, he's just around now. You just know that he's there.
What if everyone else could see him, but you can't?
Oh well, he's there. That's cool. As long as I can hear him, I don't have to see him. I can hear him. I could even talk to him over the phone if I wanted to. I just can't see him visibly. That could mean I could even, like, technically, if we're going on technicalities, I could even go meet him, but I have to wear a blindfold or something. I could fondle
Well,
his
you wouldn't
balls as
see him.
long as
He's
my
invisible
eyes are
to you.
closed.
Yeah, he's just invisible to you.
Yeah, but I could still theoretically fondle his balls as long as I don't see him.
Oh.
So I'm pressing it.
I'm not because it's stupid.
It's not stupid. What the hell? What
One.
is wrong with people?
I don't know. Now
That's
you're back to
crazy.
where you were.
Yeah.
You can fly whenever and wherever you want, but when you land, you feel like you're stepping on tons of Legos.
Like permanently stepping on tons of Legos, or just for like a split, or just a couple seconds after landing?
I think probably for like 30 seconds you feel it.
Yeah, I'd do it. I
You
feel
get
like
to
that's
enjoy
a,
flying.
yeah, I feel like that's a small price to pay to be able to fly whenever and wherever you want. Like 30 seconds of pain to travel anywhere that you could possibly want.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree because I hate Legos and I hate stepping on
I know the meme is like stepping on Legos is the worst pain in the world, but it's not that
it.
bad. It's, I don't know, I don't think it's that bad.
It is. Okay, I'm gonna say I'm not, but you are.
Okay. Let's go.
78% of
Like I
people
said,
agreed with you.
stepping on Legos for what, 30 seconds or whatever, it's, that's not that bad.
We are currently at 14 to 11. I'm currently in the lead with 14. Right. You can bring peace and happiness throughout the whole universe, but you must sacrifice yourself
Nope.
and no one will ever know what you did. You're
Nope.
immediately saying no.
Nope. Will not do it.
Agree. Oh.
What? We're
Oh.
both wrong? What?
Yeah, we're both wrong. 5 by
Bro,
5%.
why would you want to make the world a better place through the whole universe if nobody even knows that you did it? You're just one small sacrifice in a whole picture, and you don't even get recognition for it. Nah, that's dumb. If I'm single-handedly making the entire universe a better place, I want recognition for it. I at least want people to subscribe to my YouTube channel for that. All right? I'll even
But
take death,
you're
but I want recognition. I want to go down in history, not just, oh, wow, the world's a better place. I don't even know what happened. It's just better now. Everything's better now. No.
okay. You can see into the future, but you can never tell anyone about it.
Yeah, I'm down. Actually, I'm hella down. Dude, imagine winning the lottery. You can make yourself win the lottery. I mean, you could do anything. I could predict the
You could
next
do
terrorist
sports
attack.
betting.
Huh?
You could do sports betting
Oh
and
yeah, I
always
could,
be
dude, I could gamble. I could do everything. I can literally see in the future, like if I choose these numbers, will I win? No. What if there's these numbers? No. What about these numbers? Oh, look, there it is. That
You could have won
is.
the jack. You could have won the Powerball jackpot and paid a lot of taxes.
Yes. Or I could
Okay,
see in
so
the
you're
future and
pressing.
see what happens if I tax evade.
You go
So
to jail.
yeah, I'd look into the future and not tell anyone about it.
I'm not because I feel like it would go wrong. You
Oh,
are correct.
let's go. Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
We are 14 to 12 with Kosti not in the lead.
Thank you for clarifying.
You can get any one girl of your dreams, but she will get bored of you.
Then technically you didn't get her. You got her for a second, but you know, I'll take it. I'll take
Let's say
it.
after like 2 days, she gets bored of you.
As long as I can hit it, I'll take
Okay. I'm not. I don't like
Well,
that
it's, I
idea.
mean, it's the girl of your dreams, not like it. What? These people are lying to themselves.
You will have infallible luck. Nothing will ever go wrong, but your friends and family will have horrible luck. Everything that can go wrong will.
Oh, I'm pressing that button.
Okay, you don't care about anyone?
Infallible luck. I could upload any video to YouTube, and the algorithm is going to take it to the sky. I could
Okay, you're
do.
pressing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm pressing that. My new merch that just dropped, costumemerch.com, the new classic collection. I could talk about it on the podcast, and every single person that listens can go buy it.
Assuming they could afford it, or if they can't, then they're
I
just going to
have
overcorrect everything.
infallible luck. So they obviously would be able to afford it because I just have that type of luck where every single person that happens to listen to this has enough money.
Okay. I'm not going to press it just because I don't like luck.
These people are lying to themselves.
Oh my God. Okay. $100,000 appears in your bank account by mistake, but you have to spend every cent in 2 hours or you get arrested for theft.
Do I get notified that it hit my bank
Yes.
account?
Yes.
Okay, I'd do it.
Okay.
Dude, I would literally, I could spend that in one purchase. I could spend $100,000 in one purchase.
What, would you buy a house?
Car. I don't need a house.
Okay.
I want a nice car.
But sometimes it can take more than 2 hours to get a car.
As long as I spend the money.
Yeah, it has to be out of your account.
It doesn't,
At least
I
in
bought
you.
a car before. As long as you have the money ready to go, it does not take long. Like for me to have to finance a car and stuff, it took probably an hour or two. So I think as long as you have the money and stuff ready to go, you wouldn't have to go through like applications for loans or anything like that. It literally would just be you walk, it's like a grocery store basically. You walk in, you swipe your card, and that's it. You walk out
Yeah,
with the car.
all of us
You sign the
agree. It's good.
paperwork. Yeah. See, if it was like $1 million, I don't know if I'd be able to spend that in 2 hours. I could spend $1 million in a day, but I don't know if I could spend $1 million in 2 hours.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's move ahead. You instantly win $1 million, but 10,000 random people will instantly die in the
I
world.
am down. I am pressing the button. $1 million in my bank account
You
at the
also get taxed
sacrifice
on
of 10,000 random people.
it. Well, okay, let's say the 10,000 random people is the tax that you pay. $1 million tax free.
Yeah. Kill them. I don't care.
Horrible
Just
person.
make babies. If I everybody, if I randomly get $1 million richer, just hit the sheets. All right,
Oh.
I'm counting on you guys.
We both pressed it. We were both wrong by 1%.
2%. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's crazy.
You are immune to getting disease, but you can never love.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, your wife is listening closely.
That's a hard one. Because, I mean, what are the chances that I'm going to get any diseases? But if I did.
Like, let's say you can't get even the common cold.
No, I probably wouldn't press it. I mean, I don't foresee me getting any terminal illness or diseases. And I don't know, common colds and stuff really aren't
Even
that
get a
bad.
heart attack.
In fact, if you are immune to getting any diseases or anything, you have no excuse to get out of work or anything. Like you can't call in sick or anything because they probably know that you're immune to getting diseases.
Well, that's
Like,
why you don't tell anyone.
yeah, but still, it's if you get sick, you know, you get a week off of work or whatever, you get time away, you can. I feel like getting sick is part of the whole process. I'm fine with it. I wouldn't press it.
Okay. We are both correct.
Yeah. It's just that's not worth it,
That one was an
honestly.
easy one. You gain the ability to smooth talk your way through any situation, but your voice sounds like macaroni and cheese being stirred.
I am pressing the button. That's what good sex sounds like. And I could talk my way out. I mean, this is a win-win situation. Imagine talking yourself out of any situation. You scam 100 people at US Cellular, and then you're about to get fired. You just got the biggest commission check of your life. You're about to get fired, and then you just talk your way out of it. Then you could do it again. Another huge commission check.
Bruh.
Talk your way out of it.
I'm not.
You could walk into a women's locker room and talk your way out of it.
Oh, you are wrong.
Bro, I hate people. You all are stupid. Each and every one of you are dumb.
Okay, you can see into the future, but you can never think about the past.
What happens if you think about the past? Or is it just you physically
Like it's
cannot?
you're unable to.
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, why would you want to dwell on your
I got this
past?
better.
Yeah.
We're both
What?
wrong.
Why would you want to think about, like, every day you're moving forward. It's not like you're gonna have like short-term memory loss or something. It's not like you're gonna forget everyone. You just can't think back to what happened before. Like, it's not that bad.
You can kill anyone in the world you want by thinking of them, but after you die, you'll share an afterlife with everyone you killed.
I'm down. They're not gonna know. Me just thinking of killing them and then they die. It's not like they're
Yeah,
gonna see me
you
there and be
just
like,
never want
"You
to
did
kill
this to
your
me."
person here.
Yeah. It's not like they're gonna like just know that I did it to them. So it's like, yeah, I still have to deal with them for an eternal afterlife, but I also got to do like, haha, look what I did. I could just kill Matt and then see Matt in the afterlife and be like,
Right.
"El Bozo, look what I did to you." Bro, what? I can't believe people are even. You didn't even say your vote there.
Oh, I did, just didn't go through. Okay, I voted for it. So nobody.
That's crazy, man.
You can do practically anything you want, illegal or otherwise, and get away with it. But this is only because you are trapped in the same 24-hour loop for eternity, and everything resets the next day, including everyone's memories.
Yes. Yes, I've wanted this my entire life. This exact scenario I've wanted my entire life.
I'm just gonna play Risk, and I'm gonna go with it.
I just imagine what you could do. I mean, you have a full 24. These people!
We're not getting any points. You are the best archer in the world, period, but you have a permanent fedora and cannot take it off.
No point.
So it's just like the fedora stays on during sex.
I'm not into archery, so I don't really. I would gain no benefit. I don't even find archery amusing. Like, yes, I could make a lot of money and stuff off of it, but then I'm making a lot of money and stuff off of something that I find not interesting at all.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with you. I'm not a really big archer.
Yeah.
We're both incorrect.
How? Why do people care that much about archery? I
Why
want to be
do
the
people
best
like
archer in the
fedoras?
world. Right. Like, why? No, that's dumb.
You get $1 million, but you have to take your mom shopping every day for a year.
I'm all right with that. My mom was all
Yeah,
right.
I can live with that. Yeah.
Man. She's a fast shopper too, so it's like an hour out of my day. Who cares?
You get paid a small salary every day for doing nothing, but you have difficulty falling asleep for the rest of your life.
I already had difficulty falling asleep my whole life.
So you
So
just get money.
I'll take money on top of that, sure. It's not like
I'm
you
gonna go
can't
against it.
sleep. Yes.
You get
Sweet.
a point. You finally got a
Because
point.
it's
You are
not like
now.
you can't sleep. It's just you'd have a hard time falling asleep. Melatonin. Boom. Done. Get blackout drunk. Boom. Done.
All right, let's move. You get unlimited amounts of money, but you have to spend it on someone else.
There's absolutely no possible way that I could spend it on myself.
Yeah. Unless if that person gifts it to you.
I'm sure I could find, like, I could, especially since I'm married. You know, I have unlimited amounts of money. I buy my wife a new car. I drive it. I buy my wife a house. I'm in a new house. Basically, everything that my wife
Can do
has, I
that. Like
also
you
get.
can get her you can get her a new house and live in the house.
I
So
could buy her three Bugattis, and then I have three Bugattis. Yeah, I'd do it.
okay.
The joy of being married, anything that I get her is also mine.
So if a divorce happens, since we're in this
Then,
state, you have to split it 50-50.
yeah, and I would just find my next wife and do the same thing. I have unlimited amounts of money. You know how many wives I could get if one fails? I mean, I have unlimited amounts of money. Hey, girl, look, I bought you three Bugattis,
Where's your Bugatti?
eight, what, microwaves or something. Unlimited amounts of money. That'd be, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter if you can spend it on yourself or not.
There's always a loophole. Okay.
There's always a loophole.
I'm gonna go against it just because I think it's stupid.
I'm good at finding holes.
I went
Everybody else
against it.
found the loophole besides you. Matt couldn't find the hole, but we did.
Oh, is my, yeah, I was gonna say, is my stream working?
Did you give me a
Okay.
point?
Yeah.
Good. I better have gotten one.
You can have the love of your dreams, but every other will die. What? Okay, let's just skip that.
Yeah.
You get to have all video game consoles, games, controller types, etc., but you are very unhealthy. It's called Discord.
I'll pass.
Yeah, same. I think we just ran into two very bad questions. You're able to read minds, but every sentence you start begins with, "If I interject for a moment." So you can read my mind, but every time you speak, you have to start the sentence with, "If I interject for a moment."
I'll skip out on that. I don't really care what people say in their minds.
Yeah. Well, we both skipped and we both lost.
What?
Pokemon were real and you could have anyone as your choice as a pet, but you can only ever eat broccoli and nothing else.
I'll skip. Broccoli would get boring.
Yeah, I'm skipping. Have unlimited
My
supply of
wife
money,
just
but you're
threw her
depressed and
phone.
suicidal for the rest of your life.
Why'd you throw your phone? Stop dropping it.
You will have an unlimited supply of money, but you'll be depressed and suicidal for the rest of your life.
See, I'm already depressed and suicidal for my entire life, so having unlimited supply of money on top of that would just be nice.
But this just adds to it. Like, you'll be more depressed and more suicidal.
Yeah. But I have unlimited money. I don't know. You can't be depressed if you have money. Everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. People are lying to themselves.
We both voted towards it and we both failed. People, only 38% of people would click the button.
That's weird.
You will have the power to craft what you imagine using all the potential of your mind, but all the people you'll talk to will be engulfed by your mind and the humans you create will be dead.
Okay.
It's
I mean, if I don't, if I. Huh. No.
yes or no?
It's like, I feel like that'd be such a power move. Like, anyone that I talk to is just engulfed with my knowledge. No, I'm gonna say no, just because that's probably what the most popular thing was.
Think this one was just a skip. You'll become the president of the United States of America, but you are compared to Obama.
I'll do it. I'd be a better president than our current president, and I don't mind being compared to Obama.
Well, what's Obama's last name?
Exactly.
I voted against it.
Good. I'm catching
We are even
up.
getting close. You get a superpower of your choosing. No superpower of having multiple superpowers. But a supervillain arises that devotes his life to destroying you. He will have the same power as you.
Trying to go through like a
You
list
also
of
have to say what
superpowers.
superpower you would get if you chose it.
Because, like, if you choose invincibility, you're invincible, but they're invincible. So you guys would just always battle forever. If you could fly, they can fly. I don't know.
You could
You'd have to
also
choose a good
power.
one, huh?
You could also choose the superpower of shooting dildos out of your hand, and he would also have the same one.
This is true.
Yeah, think about it.
I don't know. If you have a if you think of a good superpower and you use it in the right way where you can outsmart them and they're not invincible because you're not invincible, I think it'd be worth it. Like if you can fly and they can fly, you find a way to like hit them with a bus and you're good. I'd press it.
I voted against it, so
You gotta verbally state your votes.
yeah, I
All right, I'm 1 point away.
okay. You get a dollar every time you push the button, but every time you push it, a random person dies, and it could be you. So you're playing Russian roulette.
I'm not pressing it.
Same.
Yeah, I'll
That's
pass.
yep,
Yeah,
everyone agrees.
it's too, for one single dollar, that's not worth the risk.
You become a Time Lord, like from Doctor Who, but you can only regenerate 10 times. I do not know what that is.
I don't know either. We'll skip
We're
it.
gonna skip. You are in a committed relationship with the girl slash guy of your dreams, but you live in an opposite sides of the world.
No, because then I can't hit The girl of my dreams is only the girl of my dreams because of her body.
You realize God doesn't exist, but realize as well as that your existence will vanish after you die.
I'm pressing the button because this is, I already know that God doesn't exist. I already know that my existence will vanish once I die. I mean, not technically because I'm on
Yeah,
YouTube
I
and
agree.
stuff, but yeah, I already know this. What? That doesn't,
Wait,
I don't even.
hold on. People are stupid.
Wow.
You'll be able
What?
to You'll be able to choose any two superpowers to have, but your costume will be over-sexualized and DC will write your story.
Pressing it. I do not care if I'm sexualized. Look at Roxy. Roxy wasn't meant to be sexualized.
You don't care that DC would write your story and it's going to be ass.
They wrote Batman's story. I don't care. Write me a tragic backstory. I'm sexy and have
Going
superpowers.
against it.
We're tied, baby!
And the funny
Oh,
thing is that it's
baby, a triple!
69%.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can fly and your body can sustain falls from great heights, but you must kill your family, friends, pets, and sell everything you owe. You will also need to pleasure random people at the end of the day, based on how many times you used to have power that day. What?
I'm pressing it.
Okay.
I get to pleasure random people. I'm down for that.
You are required to, no matter how much you want to or not.
Okay. Don't care. Actually, no. I'm not pressing it because it could be a dude. I'm not trying to pleasure
Yeah, me
dudes.
too. Okay.
Whoa, I almost overwhelmingly lost.
You have everything you could ever dream of, but you are completely alone, and everyone treats you as if you're invisible.
No, I'm good.
Same here.
Because all I could ever dream of is hookers and drugs, so I wouldn't want the hookers to not see me.
Wow, that was not like family or anything. Your reasoning was hooker.
Oh my
Okay,
God.
next up. Become Superman slash woman, but you will become the opposite gender, so you would turn female if you turn super.
Let's skip this. I don't want to talk about gender swapping in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. You've been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, non-surgical, but you can survive more than a few years with chemotherapy. Wait. Oh, let's just skip that. Being rule in your of your own country with limitless power and wealth, but you'll become the most hated ruler in the history of the world.
Worse than Hitler?
Yes.
But I have infinite power and wealth. I'll skip just because I know everybody else is gonna skip, but I want everybody to know personally, I would do it. Me personally, I would do it.
Tomorrow, you will meet the most beautiful woman of your life. They'll immediately fall in love with you and they will remain in love until death. But they're mildly autistic and have an IQ of 85.
Sure. I'll take it.
Okay.
It's not that bad, honestly.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go against that. Oh, what should we do in this case? It's a tie.
We te both would technically get a point, so you might as well just move on to the next one.
You can call on the advice of your ancestors, but they are then trapped on the mortal plane forever.
Nah,
So you
no point.
resurrect them.
No point.
What?
There's no point. Are you gonna read
I'm
it?
just
Oh,
figuring out.
okay.
You have the power to teleport anywhere at any time, past or future. But you are doomed to be a homeless person and cannot change your fate.
I mean, technically, I could just teleport to
You could just
anywhere.
get a bunch of money. Like you could get like $40 and go back to the 1920s.
Right,
And your
like,
money's worth a
because
lot
if
more
I
now.
stay at a hotel, I'm not technically, like, I could be homeless, but have money to stay at a hotel. So, like, I could literally just go, I would kind of love to go anywhere in time at any given moment because it's like, being homeless, all that really means is at the end of the day, you don't have a house to go to. Which, if you can go anywhere in time, why would you even want to be home at any present time? Why would you not want to, like, no, I would press the button, I think.
Okay. I'm not just because I don't want to be homeless, so. Oh, you got a point.
Oh, am I in the lead? All right, that's the end of the episode. No, we'll do like, let's do
Let's
like,
do
let's do
five more.
like, yeah, I was gonna say, let's do just a couple more.
You meet the girl of your wildest dreams who morphs into anyone you want. But no
Ooh.
one else can see her, and people won't believe she exists. You will become known as Crazy Single, your name here.
They can morph into anyone I want. It's already the girl of my wildest dreams, but can be anyone else that I want. So this is Roxy and Vanessa and Wendy. This is everything I could ever possibly want. You can never get bored. I don't care if people call me crazy. I'm pressing it. Bruh, I could have a new girl every day.
I'm not gonna press it.
You're too
I'm not.
scared. You're scared. You're a
I hate
coward.
you.
Let's go!
Okay. You always know what time it is, when you have to go to events, when birthdays are, anniversaries, etc. But this involves a chip inside your brain that can possibly be used to track your location at all times.
No, I can just wear a watch.
Yeah, I have a cell phone.
Yeah, I have a
So
phone, watch, a wife.
okay, tie out there. You can read, write, understand all languages, but you speak like Microsoft Sans and everything you write is in Comic Sans.
I don't need to know all languages.
I would do so. I would press the button just because of Comic Sans right there.
Yeah, but I don't
Comic
want to
Sans.
talk. I don't want to talk like Microsoft Sam. I like my voice.
Hey!
Bro, F me in the A.
We're 1 point away.
And I'm winning.
The love of your life will fall in love with you, but once she doesn't love
Nope.
you anymore, you die.
Nope. I'm not pressing it.
You don't want to
I'm not a lovable person. She would fall out of love very fast.
die? Okay, I agree. I'm not gonna press it. Okay. Two more. Anything you want to do, you can, but you die at 20.
No, that's less than a year away. That
Okay,
is
let's just
less
skip
than a
that one.
year away.
You get to play whatever video game you want whenever you want, but once you play one video, but you can only play
No.
one video game you want for the rest of your life.
No.
Same. It's a wash.
Right, one more. Is this the last one?
Yes. The franchise of your choice is getting a movie trilogy made with a limitless budget, but the director is Michael Bay.
Oh my God, dude. Literally, the first thing I thought of in my head was McDonald's. McDonald's with a limitless budget and Michael Bay directing it. Oh my God, yes.
I'm going to go against it because Michael
Just for
Bay.
a chance of at winning or tying. Let's go. Baby. That means I'm the
Right.
host of the next episode, everybody. So get ready for a sexy one.
The score for this episode ends up with me, Smurf, at 23 and Mr. Coaster at 25.
Heck yeah, sir. I was so far behind, like 90% of the
So. You have a
episode.
victory speech, Mr. Cassie?
I do have a victory speech that I would like to present to you all today.
Okay.
So I hope you guys are ready.
Sometimes in life, you just have to take the W. And when you take the W, that's when you took the W. Thank you guys for listening to the Fazcast. I'm your host, Killer Keemstar. Thank you. And goodbye.